This show is part of OnePlace, a daily network of focused briefings across the stories people follow most.
Welcome to today's entertainment roundup. We have a packed show today covering everything from royal financial stress to shocking red carpet transformations and the latest casting news for your favorite dance competition.
Venezuela Fury prepares for her picturesque church wedding.
Justin Baldoni's consultant revives a defamation suit against Blake.
Hayden Panettiere claims she was groomed into child acting.
Josh Widdicombe is confirmed as the new Strictly host.
Prince Harry is reportedly terrified of his family finances.
John Travolta stuns fans with a youthful Cannes appearance.
Fans roast Travolta's bizarre beret and dyed beard look.
Hayden Panettiere's mother fires back with trauma claims.
First, the Fury wedding. The wedding celebrations for the Fury family are officially underway as 19-year-old Noah Price and 16-year-old Venezuela Fury were spotted at their dress rehearsal. The couple was seen leaving the Victorian Royal Chapel of St. John's, a beautiful Church of England venue located near the Tyson family home. Venezuela, the eldest daughter of boxing legend Tyson Fury, looked relaxed in a leopard print jacket and red leggings while Noah opted for a polo shirt and chinos. Despite the excitement, mother of the bride Paris Fury admitted she was feeling a little nervous about the big day. The rehearsal wasn't just a private family affair, as a Netflix camera crew was on hand to capture everything for the upcoming third series of At Home with the Furies, ensuring fans get a front row seat to the nuptials.
It is quite the production, with event organizers even moving furniture to make room for TV cables and camera positions inside the historic church. The melodic chimes of the steeple rang out as the family gathered, including Venezuela's younger sister Valencia and her grandmother Linda Mulroy. Noah seemed very confident, even pulling faces at photographers as he arrived with his friends. This wedding marks a significant milestone for the family, and the presence of the Netflix crew suggests we will see a lot more of the preparation and the ceremony itself in the near future. Paris's admission of nerves is relatable for any mother of the bride. But with the eyes of the world and a documentary crew watching, the pressure is certainly on for everything to go perfectly during the Saturday ceremony.
Next, the Lively legal battle. Just when Blake Lively thought she could move on from the drama surrounding her film It Ends With Us, a new legal hurdle has emerged. PR consultant Jed Wallace is attempting to revive his defamation lawsuit against the actress. While Blake recently settled her legal battle with co-star Justin Baldoni, Wallace is not letting go. He was originally named in Blake's civil rights complaint, where she alleged he helped orchestrate an online smear campaign against her. Although a judge previously dismissed Wallace's defamation suit due to a lack of jurisdiction, he is now appealing that decision. Wallace argues that because Blake hired Texas-based lawyers and paid filing fees in a Texas court to investigate him, she has established the necessary jurisdiction for the case to proceed in that state. He is determined to have the dismissal reversed.
This is a complicated turn of events for Lively, who was reportedly looking for a fresh start with her husband, Ryan Reynolds. Wallace's insistence that Blake took meaningful Texas-targeted actions could potentially drag this conflict out much longer than she anticipated. The original dispute stemmed from the intense public scrutiny and rumors of a rift between Lively and Baldoni during the promotion of their movie. Wallace, who denies all allegations of a smear campaign, feels his reputation was unfairly targeted by Blake's legal claims. If the court sides with his appeal, Blake could find herself back in a courtroom defending her past statements and actions. It is a reminder that in the world of high-stakes Hollywood PR and legal maneuvering, settlements don't always mean the end of the story for everyone involved in the conflict.
Now to Hayden's memoir. Hayden Panettiere is opening up about her childhood in a way we have never heard before, as she prepares to release her memoir, This Is Me, A Reckoning. In a recent interview, the actress described herself as having been groomed into the industry, acting like a little soldier who never felt that saying no was an option. She started in commercials before she was even a year old and was on a soap opera by age 4. Hayden explains that this constant pressure to please others and hit her marks led to a buildup of anger and anxiety, which eventually manifested as self-harm through substance abuse. She feels that her life revolved entirely around making other people happy, leaving her own needs at the very bottom of the list, a cycle that took years to break.
The depth of her struggle is heartbreaking, especially when she mentions that she still wonders if she would have even chosen acting if she hadn't been pushed into it so young. Even after entering recovery, Hayden found it incredibly difficult to stand up for herself or tell people when she was overworked. She describes a life of being a yes man, pushing herself to meet every demand on set, regardless of the personal cost. Now, as a mother herself, she has a very different perspective. While her 11-year-old daughter is showing an interest in the craft, Hayden is encouraging her to go to college and try other things first. She wants to ensure that if her daughter does choose acting, it is because she truly loves it and not because she feels forced into a role she never asked for.
Moving to Strictly News. The BBC has officially confirmed that comedian Josh Widdicombe will be joining the hosting lineup for Strictly Come Dancing. This move marks a significant shift for the show, as Josh will be the first male host since the legendary Sir Bruce Forsyth. Josh is no stranger to the ballroom, having performed as a penguin in the 2024 Christmas special. Bosses are reportedly hoping that his deadpan wit and sharp comedic timing will fill the void left by Claudia Winkleman's departure. He will be joining Emma Willis, who was recently revealed as a new host after impressing producers during a series of chemistry tests. While the BBC says plans for the 2026 series will be confirmed in due course, sources say Josh blew producers away with his ability to handle a live audience and his family-friendly appeal.
It is a massive career move for Widdicombe, who has been a staple on The Last Leg since 2012, but isn't quite a household name on the level of Bruce Forsyth yet. The pairing of Emma Willis and Josh Widdicombe suggests the BBC is looking for a balance of professional polish and unpredictable humor. Emma is seen as a safe pair of hands who can steer the ship, while Josh is expected to put contestants at ease with his banter. Interestingly, professional dancer Johannes Radebe is also mentioned as part of this new era for the show. Fans are already speculating on how the dynamic will change without the long-standing duo of Tess and Claudia. Stepping into Brucey's shoes is a tall order, but the producers seem confident that Josh's experience in stand-up makes him the ideal candidate for this new chapter.
Next, the Sussex finances. Reports are surfacing that Prince Harry is becoming increasingly anxious about the financial state of his and Meghan Markle's life in California. While Meghan is reportedly the primary breadwinner, the staggering costs of their Montecito lifestyle are weighing heavily on the Duke. Sources claim that between high-end security, household staff, PR advisors, and travel, the monthly expenses are astronomical. Harry, who grew up in an environment where he never had to worry about money in practical terms, is said to be in panic mode after seeing how quickly their fortune can disappear. He has reportedly been sitting down with advisors to go through the numbers in detail and is becoming much more risk-averse. This financial stress is allegedly causing significant tension in their marriage as they struggle to align on their future spending and income strategies.
The friction seems to stem from a fundamental difference in mentality. While Harry is focused on scaling back and protecting what they have, Meghan reportedly believes they are just one major deal away from becoming a billion-dollar global powerhouse. She is pushing to invest even more aggressively in their future business and entertainment ventures. This disconnect is becoming harder to ignore, as Harry reportedly craves a quieter, more sustainable life focused on charity, while Meghan maintains huge ambitions in celebrity culture. The pressure to maintain a certain image while the money flows out is a new kind of stress for Harry. It highlights the reality of their transition away from royal funding, where every project now carries the weight of supporting their entire infrastructure. Without a stable, massive income stream, the dream of a quiet life remains financially out of reach.
Now to John Travolta. John Travolta made a rare and stunning appearance at the Cannes Film Festival, leaving fans convinced he is aging backward. At 72 years old, the actor arrived for the premiere of his directorial debut, Propeller One-Way Night Coach. He looked incredibly youthful in a white beret, clear glasses, and a sharp black suit. Travolta was joined on the red carpet by his 25-year-old daughter, Ella, who also stars in the film. The night became even more emotional when Travolta was unexpectedly presented with an honorary Palme d'Or. He was visibly moved, admitting he cried like a baby when he first learned his film had been accepted into the festival. Cannes director Thierry Frémaux praised him as one of the greatest artists of the century, making it a historic night for the Grease star as he transitioned into a new role behind the camera.
The actor's journey to the festival was just as impressive as his red carpet look. Travolta, a licensed pilot, actually flew his own plane to Cannes with his daughter. He shared a video on Instagram showing him in the pilot's seat, giving fans a behind-the-scenes look at their trip. The reaction to his appearance has been overwhelming, with social media users comparing him to younger stars and marveling at his fit physique. Travolta expressed how humbling the experience was, noting that he had no expectation his film would even be accepted, let alone be the first one chosen for this year's festival. It is a major moment of validation for his directorial work. Between the honorary award and the successful premiere, Travolta's return to the spotlight at Cannes has been nothing short of a triumph for the Hollywood icon.
More on Travolta's look. While many fans were impressed by John Travolta's youthful glow at Cannes, others were less kind about his dramatic new style. The 72-year-old actor faced a wave of roasting online for his choice of a cream beret and a very dark, freshly dyed beard. Some critics called the look bizarre and zany, especially as he posed with his daughter Ella Blue. Travolta was seen pulling eccentric poses on the red carpet, flashing peace signs and throwing his hands in the air, which led some to compare him to a Madame Tussauds wax statue. The contrast between his age and the jet-black beard was a particular point of contention for trolls, who questioned why a man in his 70s would opt for such a stark color. Despite the mockery, Travolta seemed completely unfazed and genuinely happy with his bold fashion choices.
It wasn't all negative, though. Some fans defended the star, suggesting he looked like a true artist and praising his significant weight loss. The bookish look, complete with gold spectacles, was a departure from his usual style, but it certainly succeeded in getting people talking. The emotional weight of the evening, where he received the honorary Palme d'Or, seemed to overshadow any fashion critiques for Travolta himself. He described the award as being beyond an Oscar, a total surprise that left him stunned. Whether people loved or hated the beret and the beard, there is no denying that Travolta knows how to make an entrance and command the attention of the global press. His willingness to experiment with his image at 72 shows a level of confidence that few stars his age are willing to display on such a massive stage.
Finally, the Panettiere feud. The tension between Hayden Panettiere and her mother, Leslie Vogel, has reached a new low following Hayden's recent media tour. Hayden claimed that when she tried to fire her mother as her manager at age 19, Leslie responded by saying, "You owe me." Hayden alleged that her mother seemed more interested in money than a personal relationship, and even blamed Hayden for missing out on seeing her son grow up. In a sharp and public rebuttal, Leslie Vogel has now fired back, claiming that she is the one who cut off contact after enduring 20 years of trauma from Hayden. Leslie even went as far as to suggest that Hayden has a personality disorder that prevents her from changing. This public exchange of accusations has turned what was supposed to be a book promotion into a deeply personal and painful family conflict.
It is a tragic situation, especially considering the family's recent loss of Hayden's brother, Jansen, in 2023. Instead of bringing them together, the grief and the release of Hayden's memoir seem to have driven an even deeper wedge between mother and daughter. Leslie's use of therapy speak to label Hayden as broken has been described by some as weaponizing mental health language to justify the estrangement. Hayden, who is only 36, is trying to reclaim her narrative after years of being the family's primary provider. But her mother's response suggests that reconciliation is nowhere in sight. The memoir, This Is Me, A Reckoning, was intended to be a story of healing, but it has instead ignited a firestorm of public vitriol. As Hayden continues to promote her truth, the fallout with her mother serves as a stark reminder of the lasting damage child stardom can inflict on family dynamics.
That's all for today's roundup. Thanks for joining us for these stories.
Don't forget to follow us for your daily briefing on the latest entertainment news. We'll be back tomorrow with more updates. Have a great day.